Lesson 4E. Exercise 3.
How did they do that? In the early days of cinema, actors did their own stunts. Stars in silent films, like Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton, took great risks to make their films funny. They thought it was part of a comedian's job. Buster Keaton's most famous stunt was in Steamboat Bill Jr., 1928. The wall of a house falls on Keaton, but he isn't hurt because he is standing exactly where an open window lands. It was a very dangerous stunt, however, and insurance companies soon started asking for stuntmen and women to take the place of the actors. The stunt industry was at its best in the films of the 70s and 80s. The brave, or mad, stuntmen and women did more and more amazing things. The James Bond films were famous for stunts. In The Man with the Golden Gun, 1974, Bumps Willard, as James Bond, drives a car off a bridge and turns it over in the air. At the start of GoldenEye, Wayne Michaels bungee jumps 250 metres from the top of an enormous dam. He said he didn't know if it was possible until he tried. The stunts were often shown in slow motion to make them seem even more fantastic. However, many stunts were extremely dangerous. In the Bond film Live and Let Die, 1973, stuntman Ross Kananga walks on crocodiles to get across a river. The last crocodile bit his foot. Some stuntmen and stuntwomen even lost their lives doing stunts. In Top Gun, 1986, the stunt pilot Art Scholl was killed in an air crash. And in the 1995 film Vampire in Brooklyn, stuntwoman Sonia Davis died after falling from a high building. Many people criticised the film industry for her death. At the same time, computer-generated imaging, CGI, was developed so that filmmakers could create amazing special effects in the film studio, which were too dangerous to film on location. Nowadays, most films use both CGI and stunt work, and many actors prefer to do their own stunts. For The Matrix, 1999, Keanu Reeves trained for 6 months to do the amazing fight scenes. In the Bond film Quantum of Solace, 2008, Daniel Craig jumps off buildings onto moving buses. But who is the best stunt actor of all? Film critics say martial arts expert Jackie Chan, who has survived crazy stunts in over 100 films.